Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Hei, the 45th Perek. This Perek has lots of different pieces or different sections which don't seem to fit together in a very clear or obvious way. And I want to suggest perhaps that the connection here is going to be a focus on the place, the positive place, of the other nations in the building of the Messianic era and the Geula mentality. In other words, as we look through history, we see that on the one hand, Yeshayahu speaks about the destruction of evil and the destructions of the nations who hurt the Jews, but there is another component, which is the invitation to the other nations to join us and make the world into a better place, a place of more godliness. Our perek opens up with a description or an invitation to Choresh, as we ended last perek with a pasuk which talks about Choresh. The perek before, Ha'omer lo Choresh ro'i, Hashem says to Choresh to go and build the Beis Hamikdash. And thus our perek begins, Ko amar Hashem le Mashiach lo Choresh. Thus says Hashem to his Mashiach, his anointed one, Choresh, Asher hechezakti bimino larad lefanav goyim. Hashem says, I have grasped on to his right hand to subdue other nations, umatne malachim afateach, and I will open up or weaken the strength of the other nations, liftoach lefanav dlatim usha'arim lo yisageru, to open up doors before him and no gates should be shut. Let's remember that Yeshayahu is prophesying long before Churban Bayis Rishon, the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. So the prophecy about Choresh, who is the king of Persia, who is going to bring about the rebuilding of the second Beis Hamikdash in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, and it's going to be much of the focus of Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, is talking about something which is in the distant future. This is a prophecy which for us is in past tense, but it's important to remember it was written in future tense in a big way. And Yeshayahu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises not only that he's going to instruct Choresh to rebuild Bayis Sheni, but he's going to open up all opportunities to allow him to build that second Beis HaMikdash. He says, Ani lefanecha elech, I will go before him and I will smash down doors and I will break copper bolts. And I will do this all. Why? Because ki ani Hashem, Pasuk Gimel, because I am Hashem HaKore B'Shimcha, I called your name Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel. I have called you, Choresh, to partner with me to release the Jewish people from the exile of Bavel. Now, the personality of Choresh is a very complex one. Was he righteous? Wasn't he? Why did he allow the Jewish people to go back? One could argue that he felt like he was a messenger of Hashem. He knew Tanakh, he knew the prophecies of Yeshayahu and Yirmiyahu, and he became a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alternatively, we could understand that he is doing this because he is self-serving. In fact, if we look at what he tells the Jewish people to do at the beginning of the book of Ezra, he says they can go back, and he acknowledges Hashem, but he describes Hashem as Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, God who is the God of heaven, implying perhaps that there is another God, the God of earth, who is himself. And that's maybe what our Pasuk Dalet says, Leman Avdi Yaakov v'Yisrael b'chiri. I will allow Choresh to be so powerful, only for the sake of Am Yisrael and for the Jewish people. Ve'ekra lecha bishmecha, I will call you in my name, Achancha, I will coin your name. Ve'lo yedatani. And ve'lo yedatani means you do not know me or you did not know me. What is being referred to here? There are a couple of different ways of reading this. The way the Radak reads it in the Ibn Ezra is, you weren't yet known. I have declared, Choresh, that you're going to come and save the Jewish people long before you even exist. No one's even dreamt or thought about you. No one even thought about the Persian Empire taking over the world, and I've still called you by name long before that happens. However, Rashi has a more sinister take on Choresh, and therefore he reads Lo Yadatani as Lo Asita Ritzoni. You didn't exactly do what I said. I told you to go build the Beis HaMikdash and you didn't. You permitted the Jewish people to build the Beis HaMikdash. You gave them permission, you let them go, but you weren't involved in, you removed the responsibility from your own shoulders and gave it to them. And that's not good enough, Choresh. You didn't do what I wanted you to do. And I think that this brings to the fore a bigger question for us about the place of our reliance on people who aren't Jewish to save us, people who aren't part of Am Yisrael. On the one hand, we've read in previous prakim about HaKadosh Baruch Hu reprimands the people for relying on Mitzrayim and going to Cush and asking them to save them. And on the other hand, here we have Hashem saying, actually Choresh, who is not Jewish, who's perhaps not even a tzaddik, is a messenger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to release the people. And that's a question we really haven't quite figured out throughout our long exile, and maybe especially or even in the year 2026, is how much do we lean on our allies and our friends, or people who we hope are our friends, and how much do we say, no, Hashem will save us, it has to be only Jews for on their own. Am hein am levadod yishkan. And here, especially, we see that it's not so much hein am levadod yishkan. Hashem says, rely on Choresh. Choresh is going to save you. Pasuk vav, lema'an yed'u mimizrach ha-shemesh mima'arava, so that everybody knows from the rising sun to its setting, ki efes biladai, that there is no one beside me. How does this prove it? If there is someone who is so disconnected from Am Yisrael, who is so disconnected from the Kedusha and the mission of the Jewish people, like Choresh, and yet he allows the Jewish people to go rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, well, that certainly is proof that Hashem runs the world. Meaning when there's someone who isn't our friend, and we can't imagine how they could possibly be our friend, and they still do things that help Am Yisrael, that's how we know, ki efes biladai, that Hashem's really running the world. Ani Hashem ve'ein od. I am Hashem and there is no more. Or there is no other. And this idea of Hashem having messengers in the world is not just with human beings, but we know that all of the world is a reflection of Ratzon Hashem. And that's going to be the focus on Pasukim Zayin and Ches. Pasuk Zayin you're probably familiar with because we say it in the brachas before Shema. Yotzer or uvare choshech, Hashem forms light and creates darkness. Ose shalom, makes peace. Uvare ran, creates bad. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Ose kol eile, I make all of these. This pasuk is an incredibly important pasuk in basic Jewish theology because it says that Hashem is the creator of bad. Borei ra, Hashem creates bad, which is going to lead us back to the ultimate question of why bad things happen to good people, how bad could exist. And this pasuk is the debate of many, many writers of Jewish philosophy. It's also important to note that we change the pasuk. The Gemara Bracha says that starting our day with Oseh Shalom Uvorei Ra is a pretty negative way to start. God created bad. So we say something slightly different. We say Uborei Es Hakol. Hashem created everything. But the original pasuk says Borei Ra. I'll just briefly give one beautiful idea which Rav Arya Kaplan says, which is that we know that there's different words for creation. We've spoken about them in a couple of prakim ago. And here, the word bore means to create something from nothing, yeshmi ayin, and asa means to give it a form, to give it its final formation. Here Hashem, when he's talking about good and bad, he says he's oseh shalom, he forms peace, but bore ra, he creates bad from nothing. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Surely bad is just the absence of good. Hashem creates good and then removes some of that good in order to allow evil to exist. And here Rav Arya Kaplan explains, no, actually, if you follow good all the way to its source, it's not created from nothing. It's created from God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed down into this world is pure goodness. And therefore, all that is good is an expression of Hashem. But bad, Hashem had to create from nothing. Because there is no bad in Hashem, in the essence of goodness, of oneness of God, whatever this means. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates bad out of nowhere, which is really so beautifully what Pasuk Ches is going to tell us. Pasuk Ches tells us Hashem instructs the heavens, and the heavens here could be the spiritual heavens, not just the physical heavens, but the world of potential, if you will. Hashem says to the world of potential, Harifu shamayim mima'al, ushakim yizlu tzedek, pour open heavens, pour open goodness and salvation, and let good things and righteousness flow down from the heavens. Tiftach eretz, let the land open up, the yifru yesha, and it will flourish salvation. Utztaka, and righteousness, titzmach, should grow, yachad, together. Ani Hashem barativ, I am Hashem who created it. This is Oseh Shalom. Hashem is saying, heavens, pour down goodness and bracha, and the world, open up your arms and be mekabel, accept that bracha from Hashem. Once again, we're seeing an invitation to all of creation, not just Jewish people, to be involved in geula, in redemption, in bracha, whether it's Choresh or whether it's all of reality. At this point, the next two psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reprimands the bad people. He says, Hoy rav es yitzro, cheres es charso adama. He says, Oy vavoy to you, those who argue with Hashem. Hayomar chomer leyatra mata ase upa'alcha en yadayim lo. Is it possible for the clay to turn to its former and say, what are you doing? You have no idea what you're doing. No, the clay is an object that was created by the Creator. So too, the world is an object created by Hashem. There's a difference in the Mefarshim discussion about who this is talking about. According to Rashi and the Radak, this is talking about Choresh again. Remember we said that Rashi sees Choresh in a more sinister kind of way and says to Choresh, yes, you're doing the will of God, but you're not really doing the will of God, so stop questioning me and stop misbehaving. The Radak says it's also a reference to Bavel. Bavel, who is being destroyed by the Persian Empire. So yes, Persia will come and save the Jewish people, and you, the Babylonians, who have the chutzpah of questioning God, you will be destroyed. Rashi has another interpretation of this, however, which is far more complex. He says it's a suggestion that it's Habakkuk. We spoke about Habakkuk previously in Sefer Yeshayahu, as Habakkuk being that Ariyeh, the lion who's watching what's happening and roaring and saying to Hashem, why is the Babylonian exile taking so long? But Habakkuk criticizing God for the exile taking so long. So maybe this is an answer to him, and saying, don't worry, Habakkuk, I have a plan. I am Yotzer Or Uvare Ra. Everything comes from Hashem, including the bad as well as the good. And maybe that's what the Malbim is talking about when he understands this pasuk, to be talking about the question of good and bad in general. And to say, don't think for one second that evil, that bad, is not part of Hashem's cheshbon and not part of Hashem's plan. It is. He created bad as much as he created good. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created good and bad, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites the other nations to be part of that Geula process, at the same time we have an understanding that he criticizes those who choose not to be involved. Those who choose to step away and not embrace Geula, he says, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Boshu V'gam Nichlamu Kulam. They're going to be ashamed and they're going to be embarrassed. Yachdav Halchu Bichlima Charaset Sirim. All the different types of idol worshippers will go together in shame. But Yisrael won't. Yud Zayin. Yisrael nosha b'Hashem teshuas olamim. But Am Yisrael will be saved eternally. Lo tevoshu. They will not be ashamed. Ve'lo tikalmu. And they won't be embarrassed. Ad olme'ad. Forever and ever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then explains to Am Yisrael and to all the other nations why there is an invitation for the other nations to join in this world mission of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. Pasuk Yud Ches tells us, Ki ko amar Hashem boresh shamayim. Thus says Hashem, the creator of heaven. Hu ha'elokim yotzer ha'aretz. It's the same God who created the earth. Ve'osahu konana. And he created it. And here we go. He says, Lo tohu bara. I didn't create it for nothing. Lashevet yitzara. I created it in order for it to be inhabited by human beings. Ani Hashem ve'enod. The world was created for humanity to populate it, to fill it up, not just Jewish people. In fact, this is a halacha. The halacha of Lashevet, to populate the world, goes above and beyond the mitzvah of Puravu. Puravu is to have a boy and a girl. And beyond that, there's an additional mitzvah of Lashevet, which applies even to non-Jews, which makes sense in light of the context of this entire perek. This is talking about humanity. Humanity is created to fill the world with human beings. And why? Because Pasuk Yotes, Lo baseter dibarti b'makom eretz choshech lo amarti. Lazera Yaakov Tohu Bakshuni. He says, I didn't give the Torah in a secret place in some dark land where no one would know. I didn't just tell the descendants of Yaakov to keep the Torah. Rather, I gave, and we know Matan Torah happened in a very public way. The whole world knew Matan Torah happened. Ani Hashem Dover Tzedek, Magid Meisharim, I am Hashem who gave righteousness to the whole of the population. Am Yisrael, yes, are the keepers of the Torah, but all the other nations were invited back then and will continue to be invited to join on this mission. This is not a secret mission that no one else is aware of. It's something which is meant to embed itself in everybody. And this connects to Rav Hirsch's understanding of the entire book of Yeshayahu, really, and the entire mission of Am Yisrael. This tzedek ideal, this righteousness that we're here to bring into the world as an or goyim, as a light into the nations, a mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, a nation of holiness, were meant to declare God's oneness everywhere. And that's how the perek ends. In fact, the last couple psukim of this perek parallel quite beautifully with many of the themes of this of the Aleinu davening. The Aleinu Tefillah talks about how we want all the other nations also to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to be the theme here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites all the nations and he says, Hagidu v'hagishu Af yiva'atzu yachdav, come, approach, let everybody take counsel together. Mi hishmia zot mikedem, me'az higida, halo ani Hashem. He says, who told you from the beginning of time? Who from amongst all of your forms of idol worship knew what would happen in the future? None of them knew. None of your idols are able to tell, whether it's telling or predicting the falling of Babel, the falling of Asher, or maybe the saving of Choresh, whatever it is that we're referring to here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the nations and he says, you have no ability to predict the future. None of your gods can predict the future. Halo ani Hashem, but I Hashem, I can. Ve'ein od Elokim mibaladai, and there's no other God besides me. El Tzadik Moshiach Ein Zulati, and there is no God of righteousness and salvation beside me. And thus, Pnu Eli, turn to me, Hashem says to the other nations. I invite you too. Ve'hivashu, kol afse aretz, and all the nations of the land will be saved. Ki ani el ve'ein od, because I am Hashem and there is no other. And the next pasuk, ki li tichra kol berech, tishava kol lashon. We said this is in Aleinu, because to me all the knees one day will bow, and everybody will swear by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ach b'Hashem, li amar tzedakos v'oz. Only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who spoke to me, spoke to Yeshayahu, is there righteousness and there is strength. And therefore, there is an invitation here to say, all of you together, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And obviously there's an understanding that if you choose not to do this, then Yevoshu kol ha-necherim bo, all those who anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be embarrassed eternally, will be ashamed eternally. But Pasuk Chaf Hei, and this is how Perek ends, B'Hashem yitzduku v'yithalelu kol Zera Yisrael. By Hashem, in Hashem's name, all Zera Yisrael, all the seed of Israel, will be glorified, will be praised. Thus, if you want to be part of those people who can have His Hallelu B'Hashem, then join us. Join Am Yisrael, whether you're a Choresh personality who's going to allow Am Yisrael to rebuild and allow Am Yisrael to take back what's rightfully theirs, or if you're going to partner with us in praising Hashem, keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need to be Jewish to get this eternal reality in future times. Where please God, one day, kol berech tichra, all knees will bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tishaba kol lashon. Our learning today was sponsored, l'refua shalema, l'yonina sima, bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara shelanu, ולפצועי צהל, אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.